Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Zayin Omud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Simen Reish Samach Gimel. And we had done the Ramah at the bottom of Lamed Zayin Omud Aleph yesterday. We'll quickly remind ourselves of it because we still have to do the Mishnah Berurahs on it. And the Ramah had said that the minhag nowadays, Sha'osa Isha Madlekis Makabela Shabbos Madlakosa, that when a woman lights candles, she's accepting Shabbos normally with the lighting of the candles, unless she makes a specific tanai. And then, and then a tanai, even if it's a tanai that's not verbalized, it's just in the heart, is acceptable according to the Mordechai. Now, the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Membeis writes, the imhaish madlik, but if a man lights the candles, afilu kishu mavarech al hadlakoso, even if he makes a bracha on the lighting, in a situation where a man is obligated to light with a bracha, as we've already learned in yesterday's shir in Sivvav, leko minhaga, there is no such minhag that he's accepting upon himself Shabbos at that time, umutu b'malacha, and he still is permitted and able to do malacha. But it's better that he should also make this tanai, and he should specifically say, I'm not accepting upon myself Shabbos with the lighting of these candles. Sivkot Mem Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mekabela Shabbos, the woman normally accepts Shabbos with the lighting of the candles. V'hispalo min tchila, she should ideally daven mincha before she lights the candles, to hold the kvar kibla Shabbos, because once she accepts Shabbos, shuv'ev shol hispalo tfilo shechol, because how could she daven the weekday mincha of chol when she's already accepted upon herself Shabbos? Ukishain shahoslos, that there's no time to do this. Yosutov should dispalal arvishtaim. She should preferably light the candles first, and then she'll daven two marivs. One is the regular mariv, and one is the makeup for the mincha shmonesri that she didn't have a chance to do. Ukililakamon besiv tezvavas. We'll learn in mitzashem later in this simon. That is preferable, melichnos chas v'sholom b'sofik chilu Shabbos, for her to daven mincha, delay lighting the candles, and then light the candles in a time when it may already be Shabbos, and it gets into a vavo, chas v'sholom b'sofik chilu Shabbos. And ayin le'el b'simen reish samach beiz b'sivkon yin aleph, where we've already discussed some of these ideas. Sivkot mem dalet, shetas netchila, she should make it tonight, verbally or at least in her heart, in order if she's not accepting Shabbos. However, unless there's really a need, one shouldn't take advantage of this kula and make it tonight. Because there are those that disagree, the soldiers who hold the lo mahani tonight, the chanal. There are those that say that you can't make it tonight. The women have accepted upon themselves that with the lighting of the candles at Shabbos, and you can't make it tonight against a universally accepted custom. The issue number 53 brings down likewise, V'chein isha shelo spal l'mincha, the woman hasn't yet davened mincha, so Shlomo Zalman brings down, shemistaber shenikru hadover tzorech, that would be considered a tzorech, to say that I'm not accepting upon myself Shabbos, I want a light now, but if I haven't davened yet mincha, I'm reserving the right to still daven mincha afterwards, that would be called a tzorech as well. V'chol l'hasno, she can make it tonight in this situation, that she's not accepting upon herself Shabbos with the lighting. And this is also the opinion of Nissan Karl, the Shlita, and he adds, she'afa pi shelinyan isha shelo spal l'mincha v'rotz l'alik neiros. We allow this, even though lo kosa the Mishnah Berurah titasna, even though the Mishnah Berurah didn't mention this, so it's possible that there it's talking meduber beisha sheim tadlik neros etispalo lo yishor lo zman tzedavish Shabbos. We're talking here that if she were to now go and light and then daven, there wouldn't be enough time for tosefa Shabbos if she were to daven first. So that's why it is permissible. That's called a shas tzorech. Now the Ramah continues and he writes, Avo shar b'nei habayis, mutar b'malachad baruch hu. Just because the wife, the woman of the house, has accepted upon a Shabbos with lighting the candles, that doesn't pull anybody else along with it. Everybody else can wait till they daven ma'ariv and say baruch hu, and they're allowed to do malacha up until that time. The Ramah continues and he writes, V'ikar hadlaka tuluya b'neiro shemadlikin al ha'shulchan. What's considered the essential lighting of candles of Shabbos? Those are the candles that are on the dining room table. But the other candles that you're lighting in the house, which are important to light as well, so you shouldn't stumble on things, those aren't considered the ikar lighting. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Memhei. Hainu, the Yavarech Aleim below Al Shar Neros. The significance of this din is that you should preferably make the bracha on the candles that you're lighting in the dining room and not on the candles that you're lighting elsewhere in the house. Lefisha ikra mitzvah lechatrila, because the essential mitzvah of lighting candles, hein hanera sheochlin li'oran, that's for the candles that you're eating by their light, v'roi should have bracha lehem, and it's most appropriate that the bracha should go on those candles. V'afilu al ner echot sagi, and he brings down the name of the Magen Avraham, that this would be true even if there's only one candle over there, that's the ikra bracha, even though you may have multiple candles elsewhere in the house. However, miyu. If there are many women over there, they don't have each a separate table that they light their candles on. So then that woman can make her bracha on the candles that are elsewhere in the house. She can make the bracha on the candles that are being lit in the middle of the house for lighting up that part of the house, the chiyah gavner, anything like that. The klol and aktinim, because the rule is as follows: the bechol makum shemadlik kidei lasel shom eza tashmish. If you're lighting candles in a place that you'll have some benefit from them on Shabbos, that you're going to use that area and you need the light there, ikum shum shalom bayis v'royal levarch. Technically, there is shalom bayis because of that, and therefore it is appropriate and mutter for a person to make a bracha on the lighting of such candles. Mr. Boris of Cotton Membov writes, the rest of the candles in the house should be lit, but you shouldn't make a bracha on them if you have the candles in the dining room. L'chatchila. Hainu balabais. We're talking here about the balabais. Shiochel hadlik al ha-shulchan l'varach alav. He can go and light the dining room candles, or she can go and light the dining room candles, and that's the preferable way. Avol bi'oreach, but a guest. Im yesh lo ched miyuchad li'atzmo. If the guest has his own private room, afilu eino ochel shom, even if he's not going to be eating in that private room, he's going to be eating in the dining room, madlik shom ner mevarach lav, he certainly is perfectly allowed to go and light the candle in his room and make the brach on it, as we've also learned in yesterday's Shiva Chanal b'sif vav. That which we just said in the Ramah was brought down in the name of the Or Zeruah. The Ramah continues and he writes, "Vitzarich laniach haneros b'makum shemadlikin." You have to leave the candles in the place where you lit them. You shouldn't move them after you've lit them. V'lo lahadlik b'makum zeh, not to light them in one place. Ulaniach laniach b'makum acher, and then they go put them in another place. And this is brought down in the name of the Mordechai in Perek B'mem Madlikin in the Gemara in Shabbos. The Mishmur explains in Sifkot and Mem Zayin, "Hainu afilu miyasnem b'feirush sheinu makabel Shabbos." It's not here a question of you're doing malach on Shabbos by moving the candles. Even if you specifically state, I do not accept myself Shabbos with the lighting of these candles, you still shouldn't go take those candles and move them to another place. Achiyu haneros al-makom, until the candles are in their specific place, then you light them over there in their place. And the reasoning is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Memches, haynu sha'asud lahadlik b'makom she'in mishtamshim bo, laniach haner b'makom she'mishtamshim bo. One is not allowed to go and light the candles in one place where you're not going to use them, and then move those candles to another place where you are going to use them. Even again, if there is no concern of chilul Shabbos, because you didn't accept upon yourself Shabbos yet, or somebody who hasn't accepted upon the Shabbos is going to move them. For example, the wife lights and the husband will move them. The reason you shouldn't do this, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Bishum de Kaimalon, because the halacha is Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, the actual lighting of the candles, that's the mitzvah. V'kivan shehidlik b'makum she'im ishtam shembo, if you're going to light them in a place and not use them in that place, she'ein makom chiyuva, and that place is not technically a place where you're fulfilling the mitzvah of lighting the Shabbos candles, there's no chiyuv over there, you're not getting any benefit from it over there. Lo mahane hadlaka so klum, then your lighting it doesn't accomplish anything, even though afshemeniach achar kach b'mochum chiyuv, even though you're going to move it to a place where there is a chiyuv. Therefore, b'tzarich lechabos, in this situation, you should extinguish the candles if you've moved them, the lachzul hadlik, and light them again. However, avolim hidlik b'bayis b'mokum shemishtam shembo, but if you lit them in a place where you would get benefit from the light in that place, then mutu l'taltali machakach uloniach b'mokum achen, then you would be allowed to move them to another place after they were lit, again, assuming that there is no chil or Shabbos involved, somebody who hasn't accepted Shabbos is going to move them. They call b'bayis heavy makomum, because here, we don't say that just the dining room table is the place for the candles, but there are other places in the house that are also going to benefit from having the candles over there, and just like the candles would be benefited over there, they could benefit over here, and therefore you could technically move them. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Lavush is Machmir Af Bazeh. The Lavush doesn't allow this and says you shouldn't move the candles at all. However, he brings down in the name of the Chai Adam in Os Nunhei in the Shara Tzion, if there's an extenuating need, you are allowed to do this. He quotes the Chai Adam then, because of the Chai Adam, Hanoshim shemadlikin besukkah bechag umetaltul l'soch habayis. Those women that light their candles in the sukkah on sukkahs, and then they bring them into the house afterwards. Lo yofehein osin. They're not doing the proper thing, but they should leave the candles out in the sukkahs. Again, assuming there's no fire hazard, you have to be very careful about that, obviously. But you should leave them in the sukkah where you lit them. You don't just light them in the sukkah and then bring them into the house. You should leave them in the sukkah, again, assuming that there is no fire hazard at all. You should stay out there with the candles. That's the best etza. The issue foot number 55 brings down that we're talking We're talking about the candles that you made the bracha on. I will share neighbors, but other candles that you have, so Rav Nissen Karol Shlita brings down, there's no problem moving them from one place to another place, again, assuming there's no Chilul Shabbos involved, because the candles that you lit in their proper place and are staying there, that was fulfilling the bracha. So the other candles you could move if you need to. Therefore, you can light all the candles in the place where you're eating, and then afterwards, then you can take some of those candles and move them to other places in the house, again, assuming there is no Chilul Shabbos. Vahosif, and Rav Nissen Karol Shlita adds, Shemitam ze amadik neiros b'yontif shol sukkos. Therefore, if somebody lights the candles on sukkos in the sukkah, umis yari lahashiras neiros b'sukkah, and he's afraid to leave the neiros in the sukkah, all of those neiros in the sukkah, yoko lekachtem la'achar zman lemokum shemishtamish borim, after a while, you could bring them to another place where you'll get benefit from the candles. As long as you leave one candle over there, so then that's perfectly acceptable and permissible. So if a woman lights normally eight candles, so she could light eight candles in a sukkah, leave one candle in the sukkah, and move the other candles inside, well, it won't be a fire hazard and it won't be dangerous. Sif Yud Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Afo Bishalo Spalo Kol Adayin, even though the Tzibur has not yet davened, Im Kodam HaYochid Vispalo Shol Shabbos Mibod Yom, if an individual went and davened for whatever the reason, B'yachidus, by himself, and accepted upon himself Shabbos, Cholol of Kabbalah Shabbos, so even though the Tzibur hasn't yet accepted Shabbos, but since this individual did, Shabbos is Chal for that person, V'osu V'asiyas Baloch, and he's no longer allowed to do any work, even though the rest of the Tzibur is allowed to do work. And this is true of Afilu Omer Sheino Rotsu L'Kabbal Shabbos. And even if such a person were to make a Tanai with my Davening Maariv, I'm not accepting upon myself Shabbos, that doesn't work in regards to Davening Maariv. The Mishnah Berurah will explain in a moment why. But first, let's do the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Mem Tes. He writes that when you daven Maariv early, Hainu Mi Plaga Mincha L'Mala, you're talking about after Plaga Mincha, Ukidaleh B'Simin Reish Samachala Siv Beis Ba'agah, because if you don't daven Maariv, if the Plaga Mincha, then your Maariv is not worth anything. You can't daven Maariv before Plaga Mincha. Sivkot Nun, he brings down, V'af de Bahad Loko, Yeshomim de Mahani Tanai, even though, according to those opinions that say, in regards to the lighting of the candles, you can make it Tanai and say, I'm not accepting upon myself Shabbos, with the lighting of the candles, as we learned a moment ago, Kilel B'Sif Yud, B'Tfilo Shaini, by davening Maariv, it's different. You can't make it Tanai on Maariv. Why? Kivin Shizkir, Bo Kedusha Shabbos, because you said, B'Kadisha Shabbos, you said you're accepting upon yourself Shabbos in the Maariv, and therefore, you can't make it Tanai that I didn't mean to accept upon myself Shabbos. As opposed to the candles, you could say, I'm not accepting upon myself Shabbos. I'm lighting the Shabbos candles, but I'm not yet accepting upon myself Shabbos. That works according to that opinion. Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber writes, Im Rov HaKol Kiblu Aleim Shabbos. If the majority of the community has accepted upon themselves Shabbos, Hamiyut Nimshochem Acharem Al Korchem. The minority of the community that hasn't yet accepted Shabbos automatically is pulled along with them. Obviously, we're talking about where the majority of the community made Shabbos early. So the minority that did not is actually pulled along with them and is forced to not do Malacha from the point that the majority has accepted upon themselves Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nun Aleph, Im Rov HaKol Lo Yubeves HaKnesses, however, if the majority of the Tzibur wasn't in the shul, then Ein Nimshochem Achar Miyut, then the Miyut doesn't have to go and follow them. That came to ear, and likewise in a city, sheish bo bate kinesios harbe, if the city has more than one shul, so then ain achas nimshechas achar chaverta, then we don't force one shul to follow the custom of the other shul. So if one shul davens early Shabbos, so then the other shul is not accepting upon them Shabbos. When the first shul davens, they can still daven later, daven mincha, still do malacha. And this is true of afilu b'yachas rov. Even if the larger shul, the majority of the people in the town daven in this larger shul, they have accepted upon themselves Shabbos early. Nevertheless, they don't pull along the minority that are davening in the other shul. However, avol, for a person, imosim minyan b'beiso, if he makes a personal minyan in his own house, afilu min kivua, even if he does this every week, he makes a regular minyan kivua in his house every week, nevertheless, a batel eitzel harov, then he brings out from the Derech HaChaim that they are subordinate to the Tzibur. And if the Tzibur davens earlier, then they have to accept upon themselves Shabbos. When the Tzibur davens, they're not considered a separate shul. They're considered over here a person that is davening b'yichidus, so to say, even though it's a minyan in his house and it's a regular minyan, that's not considered a shul, that they wouldn't be able to go against the majority that are davening early in another shul. The issue of number 56 brings down Im Kiblu Rov Atzibur Shabbos El Shiblu Kolecha Liatzvah, but if they all accepted individually, but they didn't accept it together in the shul with the announcement of the Shamish, so then Rosh Shlomo Zalman brings down, that's not called accepting the entire Tzibur accepting Shabbos, that you're forced to go after them. That's not called a Kabbalah Shabbos by the Tzibur. I would also suggest people read Dirshu Foot number 57, which has an important number of additional comments, but we don't have the time, unfortunately, to do it inside. Sif Yud Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Odom Shabbal Yir B'Yarav Shabbos, if a man comes into town late on Friday afternoon, Kvar Kiblu An She'ir Aleim Shabbos, and the people of that city have accepted upon themselves Shabbos early, so Af Pisha Dayin Yom Gadol, even though it's still daylight outside, albeit it's after Plag HaMincha, Im Hayu Olav Mos, or Shum Chayfetz, if he has Manyon, or any other items which are Moktzah, and he's not allowed to carry, Manichol Lipol, he has to put them down, he has to let them fall, because he's accepted upon himself Shabbos by the fact that he's in this community, and the community has accepted upon themselves Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sivkot Nun Beis, Pirish. This means Shaholech L'Cheder. He's allowed to go to his room. Umenicholi Po Shon Latznio, and he's allowed to let it leave his body, fall off his body onto that place. If he has money in his pocket, he can go to his room and let the money fall out of his pocket. Ukmoshikos Simon Reish Samach Vav Sifu Beis. The Mitzvah Shem will learn in a few days. And let look as well there. Ayin Shem Mishnah Berurah will be Alocha, which talk about the Din and what happens if a person is on the road and suddenly Shabbos comes upon him and he has Muktza items on him. What should he do? Sifu Dalit. The Mechaber writes, "Im biyom hamu'unan, if it's a cloudy day, tod tzibur, and the tzibur made a mistake, and they thought the sun had set. V'choshvu shecha shecha, they thought it now was nighttime. Vidli kuneiros, and therefore they lit the Shabbos candles. V'spalu tvilas arvishal Shabbos, and they daven mariv. V'achakach, then the clouds dispersed. Nispazru ha'ovim. V'zarach hacham, and they see it's still daylight outside. So now, what should they do? They daven mariv, they accepted banzel Shabbos. So this is a mistake. Nevertheless, Einon Srich and Lachzul Spalavis, they don't read David Marav again. Imkish Spalu, Hayom in Plaga Mincha Mala, as long as it was after Plaga Mincha. So since they technically could have accepted Shabbos, so their acceptance of Shabbos, albeit they thought it was later and dark, so they technically they didn't want to accept Shabbos early necessarily, but since they did it, and it was after the Zman of Plaga Mincha, that Shabbos is a good acceptance, and therefore they don't have to read David Marav again. However, v'im yachid hu shotah b'kach, but if an individual made such a mistake, tzaruchu lachzor l'spalat tefilas arbis, he has to go and repeat Marav over here. Now, Mishnah Berurah explains in some cotton and gimel, the lo matruchin and tzibur af shebetos hoysa. The reason by a tzibur, we don't make them daven again, because it's a big tircha, it's a big problem for the entire tzibur. They have to go back to shul together and daven again, so we don't make them do this. But by the individual, it's not such a big deal, so we make the individual go and daven again. Sivkot Nudala, the Mishnah Berurah says, Miplaga Mincha L'mala, that this mistake has to have occurred after it was Plaga Mincha, because the Kodem Plaga Mincha, as we pointed out many times already, before Plaga Mincha, Afilu Tzibur Nami Machzirin, then you have to make the Tzibur Daven again, because the Lavzman Tfilas Arvasi Klal, it's not at all the time for Marit, and therefore they cannot be Yotze without Davening, even with the Evid. And we've already explained, the Mishnah Berurah says previously, in Simen Reish Lamed Gimel, Uzman Plaga Mincha Ein Leel, B'Simen Reish Lamed Gimel, we've gone through that in detail in the past. It's 1 hour and 15 minutes, halachic hour, shows manios, before the Shkia. At least according to the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, which is how we are Nohig. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Nun Hei says, since the individual davened by mistake, Kimen Shabbatos Hispalo, Shesovar Shevkar Shechashech, he thought it was dark. V'adin B'chol Nami Din Hachi, this is true not only on Friday, this would be true on Davening Mincha on a Tuesday. Kiven Shu Noeg Tomid L'Spalo Mayer B'Zmano Ki Rabbanon, since this person always davens after the Shkia, like the opinion of the Rabbanon, therefore V'hayom B'tos Hispalo, today he davened by accident, so we make the person go back and repeat Mariv. Back to the Mechaber, Ule'inyin Asiyas Melach, in regards to doing Melacha, both the tzibur and the individual are allowed to still do malacha. The Kabbalah Shabbos Hoysebetos, because their acceptance of Shabbos was a mistake. It's still well before the actual start of Shabbos, so their acceptance early of Shabbos was a mistake, therefore they're still allowed to do malacha. However, he brings down the Yesh Omer, he brings his opinion down the Bir HaGolah, this is from the Mordechai in the end of Perek Bamim Adlikin and Shabbos as well, in the name of the Gaonim, Sha'osom Shedliku Neros, but the women that lit the candles, Asurim B'Asiyas Malacha, they are forbidden to do malacha. Ushar Anshi Abayis Mutarim, but the men don't get dragged along, as we said previously, with the wives lighting, so they are still allowed to go and do malacha, but the women who lit candles would not be allowed to do malacha. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nun Vav, Afim Lo Bispalu, and this is true even if they didn't daven. However, avo below had locha, but if they didn't light, av shespalo tefila Shabbos, but if they did daven mar, but they didn't light the candles, kivin shebetos, so since this is a mistake, but the tzibur, lo shmo kabbalah, that's not considered an acceptance of Shabbos, and they then could do malach as well. The tama yesh omrim, the reasoning behind this yesh omrim, the Mordechai, the sviluhu, the kabbalah, shi ayideh had locha adifa, because the difference over here is the lighting of the Shabbos candles is stronger than the davening mar. The isba maisa, because it's an actual action over there as opposed to davening marav, which is just moving the lips. And then he brings down Vayim Bachronu Shaviyu B'Shem Kamam B'Gdoli Aposkim D'Siril Hu. There are those great poskim who hold the Kabbalah Tzibur B'Tos Afilu Rakai De Tvilo Shmo Kabbalah. Others disagree and say even the davening of marav, that's a full acceptance of Shabbos. Rak Shebezeh Ein Hamiyot Nimshach Anarach HaRov. But the minority can't be pulled after the rov in that situation. Kivin Shebetos Soisar Kabbalah, because the majority accepted the betos. Dein Lahakal Neged Eilo Poskim, and you shouldn't go against these poskim and take the lenient opinion, unless it's a shasat chak. But if it's a shasat chak, upon the more lenient opinion that brought down in Shulchan Aruch. We have one more Yesh Omrim, which we'll leave for tomorrow. That will conclude today's shir.